Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Outdoor Podcast presented by Bowhunter Planet. I am super excited today. Now, Tim is not with us, of course. He couldn't make the show, unfortunately. But this is a show I've been waiting to do for a very long time. Very excited to have our friends at Matthews on this podcast with us to talk about archery. Daniel Parker is going to join us today to discuss the new arc from Matthews, talk a little bit about maybe a little bit about the history of Matthews. We can kind of go anywhere here we want, you know, have a little fun with it. But I think it's also important to really just understand the brand the best we can. We know they're a leader in the industry. We know that they've done amazing stuff over their short period of time, realistically, for Matthews. But is now becoming, you know, obviously with these new bows, we're seeing the precision, the progressiveness towards, like, you know, absolute perfect, in my opinion, getting there is the road that we're on here. And I think that as time goes on, we're getting there. So anyway, Daniel Parker, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you today?
I am great. I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited to talk about the new bow here.
But yeah, tell us how things are going, Matthews. What's new? Tell us about you, I guess. You know, how you started Matthews, who got you hunting, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, around here, things are buzzing. As it's new bow season, it's fall hunting, it's excitement and chaos, to say the least. But how I got started, my first job in the industry was actually working at a bow shop in central Wisconsin. I didn't grow up hunting. I didn't start doing any of that, but bow hunting was the first thing that I started doing, but that was like in high school. So I was a late bloomer, I guess you could say, but from that point on, I was hooked. Like I graduated high school, went to college in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, got my degree there and worked at a bow shop for 2.5 or 3 years. And my passion just exploded. I had a great, the owner of the shop, Gary Hintz was his name. He was a great mentor in terms of technique and form. He's a coach. He's probably one of the best coaches, especially with a youth program in the country. But just his passion for hunting, his passion for archery really, really stuck with me. And I, you know, that was a big, big part of my growth in the industry itself. So from there, I got I moved to AMS Bow Fishing, another Wisconsin based archery company. And then got into a marketing company, moved to Western Wisconsin or Southeast Minnesota for a couple of years. And I got connected with Matthews. They had a job opening and I went for it. And now I've been here for a little over 7 years. So I've been on the sales team, do some events and traveling. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been fantastic. I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Yeah. And that being said, like, I guess from your perspective and what you know of Matthews, you know, how do you feel Matthews has changed over the years? You know, what does that look like for you, I guess, when you think of the brand in your mind?
Well, my first, you know, thoughts on the brand started when I was in the bow shop as a store manager. That was back in like 2012, 2011. And I think might've been the Helium or the Creed. So like solo cams are still a big thing, obviously back then. And, they definitely were, like, back then, the best-selling bow that we had in our shop. You know, it helps that we were Wisconsin shop and was in Matthews is in Wisconsin too. So, but things have just, like, obviously two cams, you know, are now the way to go when it comes to efficiency. And just Matthews has progressed with bows and, you know, marketing and just technology when it comes to accessories too. You know, that's not one thing that a lot of other companies have brought into perspective. It's not just the bow, but we, you know, we think of it as a system, and that has definitely truly progressed from single cam bows. And now we have accessories specifically for our bows. You know, I think we started that a few years ago, and yeah, things have only gotten better over the years.
Yeah, it's really cool you say that, because, you know, I go in, and I'll go in this week as well, to Moore Archery. They're our local pro shop here in Michigan, and Moore's a very big Matthews dealer here. And it's really interesting and cool when you walk in, first off, Tim's got all these awards from Matthews for like, you know, top 100 dealer or something like that. There's these really nice awards you guys give people like that. I love that you guys do that. I think that's a very important thing that you give some love back to the shops to show that they're doing a good job for you guys. But one of the cool parts about Tim's shop, when you go in there at Moore Archery, it's so large, is his Matthews selection, not just the bows, but the accessories. And that's why when you made that comment, I was like, wow, you know, like this is awesome. They have like a huge wall of just Matthews accessories on top of having a huge whole line of Matthews bows to choose from. So I always thought that was cool. And he did say that, you know, people will generally always, you know, kind of buy the bow, then, you know, grab one of the accessories that go with it, which I think is a really cool. It makes sense, right? To have a whole system.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything works together. Yeah. Having, you know, a super sleek, slim, low profile quiver, you know, the stabilizer's integrated, the rest is integrated, the sight is integrated, and, you know, coming on, I don't want to jump into the new stuff, but we have some other stuff going on with the new bows that we'll talk about a little bit later, I'm sure.
I think when you guys sent us the bow this year to review and check out, you guys did send the new leg with it, the legs, the arc, and it is so cool. Like, at first I was trying to figure out how to put it on, but once I figured it out, I was like, oh, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought, and then I realized that it never touches the ground, the bow. And I thought, wow, this is interesting because you don't see this anywhere else. I mean, I actually have tons of those type of things here, but nothing like that, where it's going to snap in like that and then never touch the cam, touch the ground. I thought that was so cool.
Right. So I had mentioned pre-show that I do a lot of events, go to ASA and tax shoots. And the limb legs that we have, the engaged style, so we have the engage for the original, like Triax, Halon, Vertix. Then we have the Exo limb legs for the Lift series, and now we'll have the new Arc series. But limb legs are the best selling accessory that we have ever had. You know, at those tack events, especially, like, you've been to those, I'm sure. Yeah, that they can get pretty muddy sometimes, and there's no other bow stand for any other bow that you don't have some part of your bow leaning against the ground or touching the ground. So those limb legs have been a game changer. They've been awesome.
Yeah, it's just too bad you can't incorporate them from all bow brands.
I know.
Because you guys, it would go ballistic. But let's talk about the Arc. So the Arc, it's available in a 30 and a 34, which I think is genius that you guys did this. One of the things I've always loved about Matthews is your ability to not be scared to go low on axle, like a 28, a 29, a 30. Like, I love the fact that Matthews is always a leader when it comes to that short bow. A lot of other brands won't touch it, or they won't get close to it. They'll never go below 32. And I always say to them, I don't understand why you wouldn't do that when obviously the leader in the industry is doing it, right? You guys are doing something right if people are buying these short bows. And and most people I know as a Michigan bow hunter in a tree stand that shoots 20, 30 yard shots, smaller the better for me. Like, the more packaged bow, I am in heaven, right? It's easier to carry out. Yep. It's 3.99 pounds. We're talking on this 30, and you could pull it up easy. One of the things I think is interesting about this bow is that you guys are touching, which this is, in my opinion, amazing. You're touching 3.99 pounds, and it's still aluminum.
Yes.
It's not even carbon. So it wouldn't even make sense. Like, you know, like, the carbon bows are the same weight. It's very interesting. You're able to shave so much out of it.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to cost differences between the two. It's like, it's hard for us to see the true benefits of a carbon bow when you can do the same, if not better, with the aluminum bow. Yeah, we're pretty pumped with how light we got it and still have an amazing shooting platform.
So we got, throw this out there real quick. So we have, so there's two variations, guys. We have the 30, 34. I'll run through the specs real quick. But the 30 is up to 348 feet per second. Brace height is 6 inch. 3.99 pounds of physical weight, axle, of course, 30. Draw weights are 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, or 80 pounds, which is insane. Yep. 80 or 85% let off, and draw lengths on the 30. This is the part I thought was really important and very, very exciting. And you guys always do this, which is wonderful about Matthews, but the 30 is 25 to 30.5, and the 34 is 26.5 to 32, which is incredible. Basically, you guys are, you know, getting, you're able to help every archer across the board, in my opinion, with these numbers.
Yeah. I mean, you cover 95% of the spectrum with those draw lengths, if not more.
Yeah. 1459 MSRP on the 30 and 1569 for the 34. So what's your guys' thoughts on these two sizes? I only ask this because, you know, you guys have had every size in the book here. Is there a reason you guys selected 30 and 34?
The 34, some people have been wanting a 34, a little bit longer bow just for hybrid purposes. Like Western hunters, they prefer a little bit longer axle to axle. Obviously, you're going to have those longer shot, you know, possibilities. But target archery is growing as well. And like, especially with tack shoots, you know, people are wanting a little bit longer axle to axle option because tack shoots, you know, you're shooting over 100 yards a lot of the time. Majority of those courses have at least one shot that's going to be over 100 yards. And, you know, it's obvious that a longer ATA is going to be a little bit more forgiving, especially on those longer shots. So there's that. And then target archery, again, just becoming more popular. The ASA circuit, that's growing. A lot of folks on the ASA circuit are using hunting bows as a target bow now. So that was kind of a no-brainer just to bump that up a little bit. You know, we might catch some more people from the target side that are wanting, you know, something. Maybe it's quote-unquote short for target stuff, but you get a little bit faster FPS rating with this hunting bow than you would like a 34-inch or 35-inch or even, you know, anything longer of a target bow. So somebody with a shorter draw length, you're going to get a faster arrow now. The 30-inch ATA option, obviously that, Mark talks about that in one of our product videos here, but like we talk about limb angle a lot with this bow compared to the past couple of years. And they dive into each bow every year. You look at the whole system, the cams, the limbs, the riser. The 30-inch kind of just falls into place. It's not necessarily saying, hey, we're gonna have a 30-inch ATA bow this year. That doesn't always happen. It's just like what limb angle best fits this riser and limb pocket. And if it happens to be, you know, at 30 inches and that's where you get the most efficiency, then we're just gonna roll with that. Because we want our consumers, you know, to have the most efficient bow possible. So we're not necessarily striving to just hit a specific axle to axle.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, makes complete sense. I guess tell us about the ARC from your perspective for the tech side of it, because I know obviously we did the specs, but what's your thoughts on the tech on it and what does it offer?
Yeah, so I've been able to shoot it for a little while now, but there's, I'll start from the top, I guess. There's the new SWX2 cam. So the Lift had the SWX cam. Now we have the SWX2 cam, and that has a perimeter weight in it now. So you know, go back to the solo cam days. Some of those bows had a perimeter weight in it. So that helps with efficiency. The main thing that that the engineering team wanted to strive for is to get real world performance out of a bow other than just like in the lab. Because like IBO rating, this goes for all manufacturers. You know, these bows are tested in a lab. So majority of bows, when they're tested, they have no peep sight, no D-loop. The arrows are, they're bare shaft. They don't have fletchings on them. So like that's in the lab. That's your results that you're going to see for all manufacturers when it comes to that IBO speed rating. Well, our engineering team wanted to really focus on the real world performance. And this perimeter weight is something that helps you retain that energy when you do put in a peep sight, when you do add your D-loop and vanes on your arrow, obviously. So it doesn't look like much, but it's a huge gain in that performance and efficiency. So it also helps with the vibration itself, noise reduction. So it all comes into play, but that's the SWX2 cam, the perimeter weight, helps you retain that real world performance. Next is, we'll talk about the limbs, and we kind of hit on this a little bit. When it comes to the axle, the Lift was beyond parallel. It was inside of parallel. And that was where we had the best efficiency with that riser design, with that limb pocket. The limb pocket this year is new. The limbs this year are redesigned. And they were like perfectly parallel. What that means is if you were to draw a line from the limb pocket to the axle, perfectly straight across, you know, that would be considered parallel. The Lift was a little below that. So like when you drew the bow, those limbs would flex towards the riser. So now with this bow, the axle actually starts slightly above that parallel line and it goes just barely below that parallel line. So it's the movement is all vertical. There is no inward or rearward movement of that limb. And that helps with, again, noise and vibration and performance. So the limbs falling into that perfectly parallel position, again, that all kind of is in conjunction, again, with the axle to axle just falling into place and the performance on that. Let me look at my notes here quick. What else am I touching on?
Riser change? Is there change? I'm assuming change in the riser.
So there's two new parts of the riser. The Silent Connect system is now integrated. Mm-hmm. It's machined into the back of the riser. So there's a tab on the top and the bottom of the riser. I don't know. Do you remember what the previous Silent Connect system looked like?
Yep.
Like, okay. Yep. Those two tabs. Well, now it's two pieces machined into the riser itself. You don't have to worry about attaching those aftermarket. Every single bow is going to come with that Silent Connect system attached to the riser. Also, there's an integrated back bar mount now. That has to do with stability, rigidity, again, streamlining our accessories. We talked about accessories before. You know, everything is built into a system. So now that rear stabilizer mount is going to be integrated into the riser and that attachment system. So that's another new accessory for this year is, adding the 7-degree bridge lock stabilizers. Those are going to be offered in 10, 12, and 15-inch options. So, but yeah, the integrated V-bar, it's, you know, that three-headed thumb screw that attaches their standard bridge lock stabilizer to the riser. So that same piece is going to screw into the rear stabilizer and attach your rear V-bar mount. So now if you're packing your bow away, you can just unthread that and you can take off your whole rear stabilizer mount and stabilizer. And it's keyed, it's slotted. So, everything That's is cool. just going to fall right back into place. You don't have to worry about cutting some extra foam out of your package or having your soft case, you know, bulge way out from your rear stabilizer mount. No, you can just detach it with that thumb screw and have the confidence that you can place it right back when you're back out in the field. Limb shift technology, we've had that for a couple years now. That's going to be tried and true, you know, as always, and works awesome. I love that. No bow press needed, and it's been a game changer. You know, we try to have most of our bows basically tuned before they leave the factory, but if you do need to make that fine adjustment tweak, you can do it right at home, you know, just little turn of the Allen wrench, ready to rock. So one other thing too, SWX are the standards mods that have come with the Lift Series bows the past couple of years. We are now offering SWX Z mods, which is kind of going to be like a comfort mod. Going to have a slight trade-off when it comes to performance, but it's going to give you that ultimate smooth feel, similar to like what the solo cams used to be. Like, you know, we're going back to touch that again. People love that that solo cam feel, and this SWX Z mod, which will retrofit the Lift X, the Lift RS, and the XD, and then obviously the new Arc. This SWX Z mod will fit all of those, and it'll be offered in all the same draw lengths and draw weights for all those bows. But gives you that much smoother drawing feel.
Is it standard, or you order it separately? You have to order it with the Z mod.
It'll be separate. You can order, like, if you custom order a bow, you can order your bow with that module on it. But otherwise, majority of bows are just going to ship out with your standard SWX mod.
Guys, I hope you're enjoying this great episode of the Outdoor Podcast with our friends from Matthews. Want to take a quick break to say thank you to Carbon Express, one of the companies who helped keep this show going. Carbon Express offers a broad spectrum of arrow offerings, from budget beginner arrows to premium, high-performance hunting shafts with advanced carbon construction, spine control technologies. If you're serious about archery, hunting, or competition, or just want quality gear, they are a strong choice when selecting an arrow. Some of my favorite arrows from Carbon Express are the Maxima Red, which is probably one of the most popular out there, but I am using the Photon today and I absolutely love it. But they do have a lot of different variety and can meet you pretty much anywhere across the spectrum of price. So check out Carbon Express today when you guys get a minute. And now back to the show.
It looks like also, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like you guys added just one.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead.
save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One color, the Kodiak Brown. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. We kept all the other colors and then added this new solid finish, the Kodiak Brown, which that's my new favorite. And I'm not just saying
so
that
cool.
Because like we've had a lot of solid finishes the past few years. You know, since I've been here, we had obviously black, green ambush, stone, shale, which kind of took over stone, slightly different version. We had earth, but this new Kodiak is. There's something about it that just I'm attracted to.
Yeah,
as weird it is to say, but like Green Ambush has been probably one of our better selling solid finishes the past few years. Even though that was like one of the, besides stone, that was like the next solid finish that we introduced, and it's been, you know, one of the hotter selling solid finishes. And I think this Kodiak Brown is now going to be right there with it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, luckily I didn't ask for a specific color from you guys, but that's what you guys sent me. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Good.
Like, this thing
looks
so cool. Mm-hmm. It looks great. It's just so nice because I don't think everyone's ever done a brown realistically. And so when you see it, you're like, wow, that's really cool. Like, I didn't expect it to look that great, but man, it looked good. And it's also nice that you guys do like the bridge lock stabilizer to match it. You know, it's cool that you guys match all those accessories, but it looks like you still have the fade to black options too, for those who want it now in that Kodiak Brown, Green Ambush, Earth, and Shale, which is cool.
Absolutely.
So I want to throw a couple things out because I just don't want to forget about them. And I know they're not new necessarily, but they are newer. Yep. The Bond grip, awesome. Just the Engage grip and the Bond stuff like that. I mean, look out, you know, I mean, you guys sent me the box of last year of all the different options. So it is so fun to like swap them and try and see what I like best. And it's so cool, man.
It's so easy. Like when I go to the tack shoots, we have that same display box. So it has the Engage grip, the contour grip, the taper grip, you know, a couple different colors, and it's so nice that it's a plug and play. You know, you can just pop that grip off and pop a new one on. You don't have to worry about a screw or anything. It's just super easy, and it's
really
way more consumer friendly.
And your pro shop will have that. So like More Archery has that there. You can buy one if you want that one or this one. He has any one you want. So just keep that in mind. If you're buying a Matthews right now, or you already have one and it can take that grip, you know, that to me is just go up there and test them. I mean, there's so much option with it. The Silent Connect system, I just want to throw out there that you guys still have the Stay of Field system, which is super important to lock out the cams. And, you know, you could do any work you need to do to your bow. Also, you guys still offer a bow rope, pull-up rope, bow sling cover, and a protector as well, looks like. So, pretty sweet.
Yep, have all the accessories covered, absolutely.
That sling is nice. Wow, that's the first time I've seen it, the bow sling coyote. That's
nice. Yeah, it's actually made by Mystery Ranch, which is known, you know, they're a high-end pack company. So, like, it's super high quality. You can't get a better one than that.
One quick thing I want to point out. I read this earlier. I didn't know this, and I want to be very clear so everybody is aware, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the new ARC leg limbs, number one, they're really cool, but they only work on the new models, correct?
Yeah. Yep. There is a new Engage limb leg. Yep. The ARC version that will fit only the ARC models.
Only the ARC. Just want to make sure people know so they don't buy it for their Lift X or whatnot.
Yep.
So let's talk real quick about that stabilizer. You guys added that degree change. I don't really know how that works. Is there a reason you would want to offer the degree change? I'm not a target shooter, so I don't know if there's something that changes or
lower center of gravity. You know, that's kind of the main thing. Mm. Also helps keep things out of the way. And then also for like, if somebody doesn't have engaged limb legs, it's, you know, it's another option for those bow pods, so to speak, that stabilizers lower to the ground, so it just helps with the balancing as well. But just get the engaged limb legs and you won't have to worry about that. The main thing is going to be lower center of gravity.
Looks like you guys are still going to offer custom nano dampeners as well, different colors.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. That's a favorite, custom dampers, you know, monkey tails, the nanos. Gotta have those custom colors.
The I know you guys teamed up with, I believe it's QAD for the rest, and you teamed up at UV for the site, it looks like, from here. But both high quality products here. Every time I've had a Matthews, it doesn't come with it, but you guys sent it to me. But you guys sent me the Matthews QAD rest in there to put on. But it just looks so good together, like, and it works so well. So I completely understand why you guys would do that and kind of keep to that. Do you guys always work specifically with UV, or is it kind of like mixed? Do you have different site companies over the years, or how does that work? I guess is it just 1 year? You don't know, or
we also have an Excel site. That was actually the first BridgeLock site. Was Excel. So we still offer a fixed 5-pin Excel site, but we just knew that there was room to expand upon that, and UV was a brand that we ended up going with for a mover site, you know, an adjustable site that, you know, those have been hot. So it was kind of a no-brainer to get that in the lineup. And UltraView is who we partnered with for that. And that site's been selling like hotcakes. It's been awesome. I have a 3-pin horizontal. That's what I've been using the past couple of years, and I love it.
That's cool. Now let's talk real quick about Target. Are we going to expect something new from Matthews this year? I'm assuming a different launch day than what's coming up here, or
those are going to be staying the same. We don't have a change for those this product year. So still have the title 34, 36, 38, and the 40.
So one of the things about those bows I noticed, and I don't shoot Target by any means, so I did. I was at Moore Archery one day, and I'm walking through there talking to Tim and them, and I said, I look over, and I see this title 34. I believe it was in this electric green. But man, I was like, dang, like, take my car, just take it, swipe it. You know, I mean, it looks so good. That was mint.
Oh, the mint. Okay. Yep. Yep. Those were, the mint was one of the first bows. Like we launched the titles in the end of summer of 2023, I think it was, because it was a 2024 product, but we brought them, Dan McCarthy and Levi Morgan, and then Joel and Mark, both those four guys had it at the last ASA shoot of the year. And I think Dan and Levi both had mint. So that was kind of like the showcase color, and it blew up. Like that mint color looks so nice. Yeah.
So what happens to, what happens to the Lift X now? Will it stay in the line, or is it gone after this?
The Lift X will stay in the lineup for this product year.
It is different size, so I guess it makes sense.
Right. Yep. Because there's the 1/2-inch difference in ATA for the short one and 1-inch in the longer one. But the draw length range is basically the same. The draw weight range is basically the same. It's just that ARC's going to have a few more added benefits with a new technology in it. So, but we typically leave bows in the lineup for 2 years if it's the flagship model. Now the RS and the XD that came out last year, those are being, you know, niche bows. Those will hang around for another year or two.
So, I was going to ask you about, I kind of forgot about this. I know we kind of already covered this. I just want to throw it out there, 'cause I did forget, you know, originally when Matthews did the solo cam, you guys stuck with the solo cam. I forgot the year it kind of started changing, but before that, you still actually were doing a dual cam with the Monster, from what I remember. Right. And that thing was awesome. And like, that was, I think what I felt like I put Matthews in a weird situation, because it's like you have this bow that actually shot better than a lot of other bows in the marketplace, but it wasn't your go-to because it was the Monster. You know what I mean? Like, it almost like, what do we do here, right? Do we go this direction? Which I get it, right? And you kind of walk away from the roots type thing, right? So
it's kind of funny you say that, because, that was almost like branded the McPherson line, because there was a McPherson Monster series, and then there was the Matthews stuff. Did that come out like around the 2007? Like this, I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on this, but I think the McPherson Monsters were 2006 ish, somewhere around there is when that series started, I believe.
Yeah, must have. I have the Diesel here. I was just looking, it's in that picture I sent you, but that's a single cambo, so that's not it. But I remember the Monster Chill, and I just remember thinking, like, dang, this boat was actually awesome. I think it was the Chill R. And I remember shooting it going, what the heck, man? Yep. They're going to eat their own cake here, because it's such a good bow. I was like, dang, I don't know where they're going to go with this. Yep. They're making an awesome dual cam bow, and they're a solo cam company, right? So that was interesting for me, a wake-up call during that time frame. I don't know what year that was, like somewhere between 2012, 2010. I don't know, somewhere in there. But it was an interesting thing that Monster kind of kicked it off.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was awesome. I think you are correct. Like that chill series was, I think, somewhere around that 2012. Because I remember working in the bow shop in central Wisconsin. And I think that's when it got launched. So it was right around that 2012 time. So
yeah, but that was just a great example of like, look, you know, we can do this too, you know, and that's why I think like it was like, whoa, yep. You know, and I think when you guys, you know, again, like we talked about the soul cam earlier, you started to find the best efficiencies, and that's just how it works, right? You're always trying to get the best, right. The fastest, the most powerful. It just makes sense. It's just normal progression. Anything yeah. else is, you know, what I would call like a solo cam now wouldn't necessarily say it'd be like, hey, we're replacing a new bow. Would not be. It would be an additional legacy, you know, classic rebuy, right? Sometimes like you yeah. go into like something where they have, you know, like you always oh, one chance to get this, you know, whatever it is, you know, we only have 1,000 of these, have fun, you know, this is all, you know, that's how I see solo cam now. I don't see it as like you guys would ever replace anything with it. All I'm saying is like, man, you have this classic option, right? Someone could, you know, right. get their hands on one, but again, it's a limited run. It's a limited, you know, just a cool idea. And also in lost camo, because I feel like you have to kind of go, if you're going to do it, it's got to be called the classic and have the lost camo. It's just got to have some of that old yeah. feel to it, you know, but you know, who knows? You guys get bored totally one day, you know?
Right. I mean, yeah.
You know what? Dave was right. Let's get
there's
into
always
this.
That possibility. There's always that possibility. I think I told you off. Yeah. The pre-show, like, I do a lot of the string sales, and the number of those old single cam bows still in circulation is unreal. You know, like Z7s, DXT, Adrenaline switchbacks, Creed, Helium, like there are a ton of those bows still yes. being used.
Yeah.
And, I think part of it is like, you know, we still offer parts for it. So cams and limbs are still mm-hmm. available for those bows. So,
yeah, I would yeah, say I mean, when I look at these awesome. Bows, I have them all here and I look at them, I think in my mind, like Helium, Creed, probably two of my favorite bows ever mm-hmm. made. I could sure. literally go hunt with those today and be as happy as, you know, do I want to shoot a bow that's that old? Not really, realistically, but I do say that they're amazing bows. I mean, the Creed really had, I don't remember what you guys called it, focus grip, maybe. I can't remember the
yep,
name of it.
There's focus grip.
I think that has the yep. focus grip, and it was not that bad. I mean, it was a nice shooting bow. I mean, obviously it did well for you guys, obviously, but right. Helium, I'll never forget the Helium, and I never forget it because I remember when it was launched and you guys had, and I'm going to find this, but you guys had a balloon holding the bow yep. up is the marketing part yep. of it. And I was like, oh, it's so genius, you know? And I was like, and I remember like yep. talking to the marketing person then just saying that was a home run, like literally the coolest ad I had ever yep. seen, because it just made sense, like Helium in a balloon, but it's so light it can right. hold it. Oh man, it's like smart, so smart, love it.
Yeah,
man, there's so much here, there's so much history with when you look at these bows. It's just so amazing when you see them all and you're like, wow, look at the old wood grips. And the I remember going in 1994 right. I went with my brother. I'm in my 40s, but when I was with my brother, I was a little kid in the 90s, and we had went into a pro shop, and I don't remember the name of it, but he bought the brand new, it was like the ultralight at the time. And yes. I remember him leaving with it. He was so excited. You know, I'll never forget that moment, because it was like the coolest thing. Like he bought this Matthews, and that was like a new brand at the time, right? If you think about it, it was like kind of
yeah,
new.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fresh and ready to go. And so I still have that boat here, actually. It's hilarious. So
you really?
Yeah, he donated to the show, and I have that. I had, you know, I kept that. I kept my first couple bows. We have everything here, man. We have so many old bows, including this Diesel, which I'm gonna grab it because it's so crazy. Because I never knew. Well, here's the. I know you guys have a wall there. I've not seen it. Eventually, I'll come to Matthews and yep. visit you guys. But I know you guys have a wall of the old bows,
yep.
which is so cool. I would love to see that wall in person. But yeah, this is the ultralight here that he bought back then. I can't believe I still have it, to be honest. It's nuts, man. So when
that's
we did this
thing, too, it looks
yeah,
like.
We did this classic series. So we reached out to like Gas to, you know, restring all these bows and stuff. It was a really cool idea. And we started doing videos on all these bows, and people loved them, man. They love these videos of these classic bows.
Gosh. Yep.
It's so cool. And there's bows here that companies made that I had never seen before, like wild, weird things from the 80s, 70s, like stuff that's
gosh.
Got like a handle grip on the front, like not a full bar, but like just a grip on the front.
Yeah.
It's so wild. Early engineer. I'm sure you guys got some weird stuff over there too. You never launched.
Oh yeah. There are some pretty interesting things that they have over there. That's for sure.
So tell us, what's your favorite part of working at Matthews? Like, what is for you to you? Like, oh, what's man. The best part of working there?
The culture and just the fact that they value your quality of life. You know, the number of employees here that have worked here for 10, 15, 20 years. I think this company's been around for like 34 years, and there's still, wow. there's a handful of people that have been here for 25 to 30 years, even. And it's just, you don't see that very often anymore. Like, yeah, you can see like onesie twosies at companies that have been there for, you know, a good number of years, but the number of people that have maintained their, you know, wanting to work here for that long, to me, that's unheard of. And like, if the quality of life thing, like they truly value that, like they take care of us as employees. They kind of an added benefit too is like they expect you to hunt a little bit. So it's like, I don't think I've ever been told I can't go hunting. You know,
it's awesome.
It's again, you're expected to hunt, and I've like, yeah, we like. It's chaos and excitement, especially right now during the fall, because it's new bow season, but it's also hunting season. So it's like when we're here, we grind, you know, we take care of shops and consumers the best we can, but we do that. And then we hunt, you know, it's awesome.
I will say this about Matthews, and I want to be very honest and upfront. I would say Matthews is one of the only companies that I've experienced. I've been doing this for a long time now, since 2009, and we've worked with all the brands over time. But Matthews, sure. by far, I guess, let me just say thank you to your team and yourself and your team, because you guys are one of the only ones I've ever seen that take care of everybody in the industry, including the media. Like, you actually care to, like, sure. reply to an email, make a call back, you know, have a conversation, say if something works or doesn't work, right? I mean, these are things that are super important to people in the industry that keep it going, but yet Matthews is always right. there to support. It doesn't matter what direction. And we've been doing this for a long time. We've always not been that big, but like Matthews has always been like, oh no, you know, we'll help support. We want you to do a bow review, you know, work on this, you know, and that's hard right. to find, honestly. A lot of the companies change. They always change people, change concepts, mm-hmm. change ideas, change owners. I mean, it's all constant, like wash. And it's like, what is happening?
Right.
And Matthews has always been the rock that's like never changes, which I love. You know, it's just, you guys recognize yeah. how small the industry is, how important some of these pieces are, and don't give up on it. And I love that part about it. So thank you for that.
It's awesome.
I also want to throw out a thank you to Matt, if he ever sees this, but Matt McPherson, because he did do a side project that was a cartoon that I saw that Matthews launches part yep. of, you know, what he wanted to do as the owner.
Yeah.
And it's a Christian cartoon thing, and it is amazing. And I just, you know, to me, somebody who's doing not only being a rock in the industry, but also trying to help in other ways in different industries, including music with guitars and stuff, is just incredible to me. Yep. So I just think he's such a personal look up to, is my point. And just, you know,
right.
gotta have, people like him are so rare. And that's my point. Like, you find someone like that who not only creates an awesome company, but then still diverges from that and still creates really good things for people to help people, in my opinion. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah. Yep. He definitely puts all his faith in the Lord. And yeah, The Light of the World is the name of the movie that you're referring to. And I got to see that movie, and it's incredible. Yeah. I really, really truly recommend anybody else, you know, if you have the opportunity to see it, to check it out, because that's a very important project that Matt's been working on for years. And you know, he's us as a company, we're not afraid to share our faith. You know, we need to be like literally a light in this world. So yep. it's very important for Matt and this company that people know who Jesus is.
Yeah, I think it shows that. I'll be honest, in the way that you guys treat people, it's just my opinion. But, you know, like I said, I just feel like it's different with Matthews compared to others. And it's just always been that way. But yeah, I think, you know, those type of things are super important. Again, mm-hmm. you know, the Christianity part of it's super important. I think it all comes together, though, is what I'm getting to. And it, because right. of that, those aspects and the way, you know, Matt runs this company, I should say, it does show, and it shows in the work you guys do, obviously. Precision, you know, amazing products, yeah. and the customers respond. I think a lot of people buy Matthews bows. When I go to a pro shop, they always are selling Matthews bows, and there's a reason for right. that. You know, there's a lot to yep. it. But
yeah, absolutely,
making the right decisions is one of them. So, hey, what else do we need to know about Matthews this year? Is there anything people should be looking for, like any good videos coming up? Because I know you guys do a really good job in production and your shows and stuff. Is there anything we should be kind of striving to check out or, you know?
Well, I mean, I know we're going to be launching a few of the Proving Ground videos. Those are always, you know, a hot item for folks to look forward to. So there's a couple good ones coming out. I don't think they're all going to get launched on product launch day, but those are always hot tickets. We are going to be launching a new mission bow officially in December. So that's something to pay attention to as well. Perfect Christmas gift for youth and other beginning archers. Otherwise, I mean, just look for us in the lead.
Real quick, I just remember you said mission. You guys did launch a new bow already, right?
Correct. Yep. The Menace XR we launched.
XR, that's what it was. I was trying to pull it up real quick.
Menace XR launched in August, and that took over for the previous model called the Radic. So the Radic is discontinued. The Menace XR took over for that bow. So Menace XR, the Switch, and the Hammer are the three bows in the mission lineup right now. And then the new bow will be launched. I think it's like the first or second week of December officially.
Yeah, real quick, guys, the Menace XR, I did cover this bow and the bow reviews. A couple things I remember that pointed out to me that are very important on this bow. 10 to 50 pounds, which is big time, 17 to 28 inches draw. So it's going to fit a huge variety of people at $399 MSRP. And they offer a $100 extra kit if you want to load it. And for me, I always take the kit because in my mind, even if you change that kit, you can always have those as backup pieces, you know, for the cheap price of $100. It just wouldn't make sense, right? You know? Yep. And it's available in the Mossy Oak Bottomlands, which is so cool for having for that low of a price bow.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I guess one other thing that I'll hit on too, like if folks don't have a pro shop near them, or if your pro shop doesn't carry all the bows that you want to try out, try to make it to a tack shoot or an ASA shoot. We're going to be at, I think, all of the ASA shoots and majority of the tack shoots. If it's not myself, we have a crew there with a trailer and a shooting lane. So we'll have all the bows there, all of the mods available for somebody to try out, including lefties, which is a big hit at those events. So try to get to one of those events, you know, to try out a bow or just experience, you know, one of those events itself. They're a blast.
Daniel, are you going to be at the Michigan one or no? Do you know yet?
Which Michigan one? Because I think there's like three.
I don't know. You tell me which one you're going to. I'll try to meet the one. I can't get to the Wisconsin one, though. I know that one's so north for me. It's a little too far
right,
for me.
Right, yeah. That's I guess I consider that the third Michigan one, because that's like right on the border. But yeah. Crystal Mountain, I think, which is the week after the Boyne location.
Perfect.
So,
Yeah, I'll try to hit one of those and get up there and say hi to you. I love going to tax. To be honest, I just like walking around, talking to people. I just have such a good time going and kind of, the way I look at the tack is, and I tell this to everybody, it's like our people, you know, it's like everybody there is a bow hunter. It's specifically, you know, a target shooter, archery person. It's just so fun to do that. I used to love to do these things at ATA show, you know, but when I realized it was just like, oh, it's just busy, you know, sales. This was more like, oh, it's this wide open consumer base. They can come talk to you guys, talk to anybody. Love it. You know, I just thought, man, this is just the perfect place. But, you know, having those people around too, is just, it's just a good environment overall, you know, and just beautiful. Absolutely. People are shooting bows. They great conversation pieces. I can't wait for people to use new arc legs there and, you know, test them out right there, you know, and see it on that new bow. It's really cool. But, Daniel Parker, man, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you guys coming on and talking about the new bows and where Matthews is going. So I really appreciate it. Guys, check out Matthews online. They're not hard to find by any means. Very easy. Go to your local pro shop. Go on their website to find a pro shop if you can't. And like Daniel said, get to the tech if it's something you want to shoot and try out. But you should go anyway because it's just a great experience overall. So thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.